Hello, welcome on Your Life is Your Canvas. I haven't been on the podcast in a while. I actually can't remember the last time I was here, maybe a year ago. But today I am kind of going through first of all, Ramadan Mubarak. But I'm going through some decisions in my life and I feel very confused. And every time I feel confused about some decisions, I always do some exercises, and I've been doing them ever since I was in high school, and they truly help put things into perspective and help you decide and just help you decide what it is that you want to do or what decision you're going to take. And I wanted to share that with you in case you're also going through a tough decision or you are stuck between two choices and you don't really know where to go, what to do, what to choose, and you just feel stuck. Here are a few things that I do. I think this is going to be a fairly quick podcast episode, but that's a great way to kickstart the podcast again and just get back into the routine of podcasting, which I haven't been in for like over 3 years, because last time I was consistent was like 3 years ago. But anyway, so the first thing personally that I do is seek guidance from Allah, so from God. So if you're not necessarily, I'm going to say religious, wait for the next steps. But this one truly, truly helps. And if you're Muslim, you would know this, and it's Salat al-Istikhara, and it's so helpful. It's basically a prayer where you ask for guidance, and you pretty much just ask Allah whether this choice is the right one or not. And if it's a blessing for you, or if it's good for you, then please God direct me towards it. If it's not, please keep me away from it. And this one is honestly truly helpful, obviously, because, you know, God knows all, so knows it all. So it's the best, I'm going to say, way of getting an answer and an actual one. Now on to the rest of the tips, the things that I do, and you can apply them whether you're religious or not, is to write down the two choices, their cons and their pros. Now the cons and pros list is always so good. I love it. I do it for so many things, and it helps tremendously put things into perspective. But also, you know, when you're thinking so much and in your head you're thinking so much and it feels like an insane problem, or it feels very, very big, but then you put it down on paper and it just instantly feels very simple and easy to tackle. I feel like when you write things down, you write your problems down and your situation down, whatever it is that you want to find a solution for, when you put it down, I feel like it really just organizes it. I feel like it just it helps ease out the stress and anxiety that can come from just the idea or the situation being in your head. And so I love pros and cons list. They really, really help me with making a more logical decision and just understanding what I'm sacrificing by going with this decision or the other, or what I want to prioritize and so on. Now onto with the same kind of like idea, also I would recommend you to trace down the outcome for each decision. So let's say that you have two opportunities in two different countries, and let's say one is in the USA and one is in Korea, and you've always dreamed, let's say you've always dreamt of going to Korea, but then USA for you in terms of like the career that you want to have has so much more opportunities, but then you like the lifestyle in Korea more, and you like in the future you see yourself settled more in Korea, but then also the US has some other perks for you. Anyway, you get the idea. Tracing down what each decision might result as an outcome now and in the future, I think is a great way to listen to yourself and ask yourself the proper questions. Because again, with the same example of USA, Korea, when you put down when you trace down the two options, it allows you to see it in front of you rather than just try to visualize it in your mind. it's very abstract when we visualize things with our mind, and it always feels, I don't know for you, but for me, I love papers, I love writing things down, I love making lists, I just love figure things out with a pen and a paper. Visualizing things really, really helps me, and I would 100% recommend you to do it. Even if you feel like it might not work for you, trust me, it will. It really just helps organize everything. And so, as I was saying with the example of USA and Korea, tracing down the, as I said, the outcome for each decision visually, and take a big paper like an A4 and just trace it down, trace everything possible for the USA and then for the opportunity in Korea, and just, you know, like give all the possible details, everything. You can even add pros and cons here, but I would do it separately. But anyway, this really helps you visualize what is going on and help you make, again, a logical decision. Now, with this, with the pros and cons list and the, you know, you tracing down the outcome for each decision, I would say to listen and trust yourself. And this is the most important thing when it comes to any type of decision in life. Listen and trust yourself. Ask yourself what it is that you want. Ask yourself, where do you see yourself more in these, again, the same example as USA and Korea, where do you see yourself more? Do you see yourself more with this opportunity in the States or this opportunity in Korea? What kind of questions can you ask yourself? Which one matters to you more? Which opportunity or which decision matters to you more? Which decision would you regret in the future? Which decision makes you, and also like tune into your physical reactions, like tune into how your body reacts to certain things. Like sometimes, like when I look back at my, like in the past, there were so many times where I took the wrong decisions, obviously, like we all do. And when I look back at that time and I kind of like try to analyze, how did I manage to take the wrong decision? A lot of times it was because I wasn't in tune with my intuition, and I most often just ignored my intuition. And today I try my best to really, really be in tune with my intuition. And a lot of the times also I would always confuse fear or anxiety with intuition. And I saw somewhere that your intuition is calm, but it just sends you signals. Like you feel like this is wrong, but it's calm. There's nothing, like you don't really feel agitated, you just feel like it's wrong. Whereas anxiety or fear will make you feel very agitated, it will make you feel chaotic. And I think that's a very beautiful way to put it, because it's very true. The moments where my intuition is just like, stay away, or this is, don't go there, or this is not the right thing, or this will just cause you a lot of, this is like a risk, I'm very calm. But there are other times where I'm faced with something and I feel so much anxious and I feel a lot of fear. And I've been training myself to really differentiate both, because a lot of times it's based on our past experiences, and we react and we feel like our intuition is telling us, hey, no, this is wrong, this is bad, this is not a good opportunity for you, blah blah blah. When in reality it's a good one. Because that wasn't my intuition speaking, or that wasn't our intuition speaking, that was our fears, our anxiety, our limiting beliefs, past experiences, past traumas, past unhealed traumas, a bunch of things. And so I think this way, like when I read this somewhere, I think it was around like last year. Yeah, it was last year, and it was on TikTok. I can't remember what it was. It was a comment under a video, and I was like, that is just so beautiful and so right. It's true. And so, again, find, analyze and scan your body, and what is it that you feel like? Do you feel any pain somewhere? Do you feel pain in your heart? Do you feel a heavy feeling in your heart? Do you, there are a lot of other, I don't know much about this, but every single body part and whatever pain you feel in your body part has a meaning, but I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm not a mental health professional, so I have no idea what they mean. But I do know that each one of, because you know the book, I just read about it, and then I did not read the book, but I went from the book, like the title of the book, I went and looked it up, and it's true, and it's so fascinating. But Your Body Keeps the Count. It keeps cutting off for some reason. I really hope it's going to stop cutting off my recording, but hopefully it cut off when I was looking for the book. So The Body Keeps the Count, is it that? Keeps the Score? No. Oh yeah. Okay. The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, and it's by, I'm gonna mispronounce this name so much, it's by Bessel van der Kolk. Okay. And yeah, anyway, so I got focused on the Google search for a second. I lost my train of thoughts, but where was I? Yeah, so when I read about that, so when I saw that book, I did not really want to buy it, but I still went and looked up if it's true or not, and it is true, and I think it's very fascinating. I love psychology. I think it's really, really fascinating. But yeah, so analyze your how you feel. Analyze your body. Analyze what kind of signals is your body telling you. That's really good for intuition. And gather all these information and then make up your decision. I think the other thing as well to consider is the characteristics of some of the decisions. And I'm just gonna talk a little bit about this. Just because some decisions can be done at any given time of your life, whereas other decisions require more time and more dedication, and therefore the earlier you get to do them, the better. Hi, editing me here. By decision, I mean choices. I made a mistake. So some choices you can, or options, you can do them at any given time, whereas some others are require a certain time or are better done early on in life. So let's say you have a decision where, let me think of an example. Because initially, I'm someone who believes that, you know, you can start anything at any given time, whether it's studies, whether it's a business, I mean, whatever it is that you want to do, you can just start it. But realistically speaking, I know that, you know, the more we grow up, the more responsibilities we have. And while, of course, you can go and study, I know so many people who went and started over with their studies at the age of like 40, 50, 60. People who started the business at the age of 60, at the age of 50, 40. Like, again, it really doesn't have a deadline. Like, life doesn't have a deadline, and things that you want to do don't have a deadline. You don't have to do things at the age of, like, during your 20s, and that's it. Like, your 20s are the deadline. You reach 30, and that's it. You should have had done everything. I don't agree with this. I don't think it's true. But if you have two decisions that you need to make, and one, you feel like the deadline for one is best to do it now, whereas the other one you can always go back to, I think that's amazing. I think that's like the that's a good scoring point, I'm gonna say. Let's say you're a you have this amazing job at an amazing firm, you're really loving it, you get good money, you're living the dream life, you're really living your dream life, you have it all, you love it, it's amazing. And then you get this opportunity, you've always wanted to continue your studies and something completely different, and then you have this opportunity to continue your studies, but it requires you to sacrifice all of this work, basically start over. The component that I'm adding is time. Would it be, what best decision would be, like, what what would be the best decision to make, basically, based on time. And then obviously you have time, then you have the pros and cons, then you have the tracing down of the opportunities. Like, all of this come in handy. Wow, the key word was time. Anyway, I don't really, outline my podcast episodes, and that is why I'm always very confused. Maybe I should start outlining them. I did outline quickly this one, but I just did not know how to title or explain the time aspect. Anyway, so you have it all. You have your dream life. You really, really love it. But you also have this opportunity that has always been your dream. Time. Which one is best in terms of time? Which one is best to start now? And then you decide. I'm not going to tell you which one is best, because that's personal to each and every one of us. That is up to you to decide. So there are a lot of people that I know who were working, had amazing jobs and everything, and then went on to study, and they had to slightly pause whatever they were doing, and they went on to study. And it was the best decision to make at that time, because again, in terms of time and the outcome and where they wanted to reach, that outcome was the best time. Wow, what did I just say? Wow, that was like almost gibberish. What I'm trying to say is, if you're 25 and you want to reach that, you want to be done with your studies at 30, then what is the best time to start to finish your studies at 30? It would be 25, not tomorrow, not 26, not 27, not 28, not 29, and so on, okay? If you're 25 and you want to finish your studies at 40, then you can start at any given time later on. You can start at 30, you can start at 35. It depends on the length of your studies. That is what I'm trying to say. Time. Okay, so I'm almost done. I actually thought that this was going to be a very quick podcast episode, but in, you know, my true nature, I never make short podcast episodes. I'm always going to talk a lot. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you took some value out of this. I hope it helped you. I hope it will ease whatever anxiety, stress, fear, confusion you're going through right now, if you are stuck in a decision-making process. But yeah, thank you so much again. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.